Off the Ball Breakfast, Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Mbappe, and look, I've been a long skeptic of Mbappe. I thought, you know, because he had it too easy.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite, giving you a flavour of Ireland's sports breakfast show.
A disappointment for Paris Saint-Germain last night at home against Liverpool. Delighted to say Jean-Philippe Leclerc is with us to talk to us a bit about this. Jean-Philippe, good morning to you.
Good morning, bonjour.
That Paris Saint-Germain team are brilliant. Did you expect such a good performance from them?
If you look at the performances in the French league, they have been so dominant. They haven't lost a single game this season, and it really looked like since they have beaten Manchester City home and in the Champions League, they were playing very, very well. So it was not such a big surprise. But the problem is that they played a very good game. They had I don't know how many opportunity to score, but they didn't. They have conceded this goal at the end of the game, and so it kind of bring back the ghost of the first part of the season in the Champions League, because they have already lost three times in the Champions League. They lost to Arsenal, they lost to Bayern Munich and Atletico Madrid, and it was a bit of the same problem. A lot of opportunities to score, and a mistake by the goalkeeper, and then it's. And then the loss. So, very mixed feelings this morning in France toward these performances.
I know that they got to the final in 2020, Paris Saint-Germain, but it feels like when the owners got the three superstars together up front in Mbappe, Messi and Neymar, what they wanted to happen is kind of what we saw last night in how Paris Saint-Germain played their football. Is this kind of a happy accident that Paris Saint-Germain are playing so cohesively now, years after they signed the Galactico-type players?
I think this team of Paris Saint-Germain in the French league, once again, has been more dominant than the team with Neymar, Mbappé and Messi. Because it's not anymore a collection of fantastic individuals, but it really looked like a team. And they trash Lille, they trash Monaco, they trash Marseille in the French league. But all of a sudden, I mean, you got Liverpool, who's maybe the best team in Europe at the moment. So it was a kind of a different story. But I'm watching Liverpool, not every weekend, but I've watched a lot of their games this season, and I've never seen Liverpool dominated like this. I mean, the Liverpool of Arne Slot, I've never seen it dominated like this by any team. So, but once again, it's good to have many opportunities, but if you don't score, I mean, it's useless. So, and once again, this morning, there's a lot of criticism towards Donnarumma, because it's not the first time that he's in a Champions League is not at the level he should have with such a big name and such a big transfer. So a lot of criticism on him this morning.
It's funny because they're pretty much having near identical seasons domestically. Paris Saint-Germain and Liverpool, both 13 points clear of their nearest rivals. Paris Saint-Germain haven't lost the game in Ligue 1 is probably the difference there. And yet I know, despite the result of last night and the criticism of Donnarumma, it's interesting that the two dominant teams in Ligue 1 and the Premier League this season, there was a huge difference in the quality of their play last night. And I guess the perceived wisdom is that the Premier League is a superior league to Ligue 1. But last night, Paris Saint-Germain looked so much better than Liverpool for so much of that game.
Yeah, you're right, but I think we have to be realistic. The level of the Ligue 1 compares to the level of the Premier League. I mean, it's not exactly the same. It's totally different. But last night Paris Saint-Germain played his best game in the Champions League of the season by far, and maybe his best game since last year, when at the same stage of the season, if you remember, they lost to Barcelona home, and then they won away and they qualified. So people are not so desperate this morning. The PSG fans, they still think it's possible to win, even if it's a little bit against all odds, because the last time a French club won at Anfield, it was I think it was 15 years ago. It was Lyon, and it never happened before that that the French clubs won by a 2-goal margin at Anfield. Only two French clubs had won at Anfield, if I'm correct. It was Lyon and Marseille, and each time they won by just 1-goal margin. So if there is one team that can do it, one French club that can do it, it's of course Paris Saint-Germain, and especially Paris Saint-Germain of this year. But still, I mean, it's not very good result. You know that when you lost 1-0 on your home turf. I mean, and going to Liverpool after that, going to Anfield, it's not a good result, definitely.
I'm delighted at 8:43 this morning to say bonjour to Philippe Saint-André. Philippe, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
We are very excited about this game, but also a little bit nervous because Antoine Dupont is the best player in the world and you have almost all of your players available. We'll wait and see if Aldrete is free. Are you feeling confident?
You never feel confident when you go into Dublin. You know, it's all the time a tough place to go. But, you know, this player like Antoine Dupont and Ramos and everything, they say that they want to win trophy with the French team. They lost in Twickenham. But if they want have the opportunity to win the Six Nations this year, they need to beat the Irish team. So it will be a big ask for this team. But we have strength, we have quality, and I think it will be a cracking game Saturday.
That loss in Twickenham doesn't really make any sense. It didn't make sense beforehand that they could lose the game. It doesn't make sense afterwards how they lost it. What do you think happened?
Yeah, it was unbelievable in Twickenham. You know, after you shouldn't be 20 points in front, and you have, I think the team dropped 30 balls four times. If they catch the ball, they score the try. But in high level, you know, when you miss so many opportunities, you don't deserve to win. But after they did the job in Italy. But against the Irish team, it will be a different level about the intensity, about the high kick. I think the high kick will be one of the key of the game, the discipline and the defense of the French team. I think we play very well in attack, but we miss so many, lot of basic tackle. And if we want to win today, we need to be very focused on our defense and on the quality of the first tackle.
Philippe, we've seen France's incredible try scoring and their points difference is so good in the Six Nations that it's pretty much worth an extra point. And it seems that way every year in the Six Nations that the rest of us are terrified of France. But then there's this real strange statistic that since 2010, they've only won the Six Nations once. And why is that? I know, look, we're feeding into your own tenure as well, but why is that? Why do France come up short to lifting the trophy when they play such amazing rugby?
It's a good question because it's a big debate in France. And a few days ago, I was on French TV because they say that we have maybe the best generation of players for all the time. You know, the Antoine Dupont, all the guys from Toulouse, they win the French League, they win the European Cup. La Rochelle won the European Cup twice. And the guys, what's the name? The percentage of win is 80% with the French team, but they just have one trophy, you know, lost in quarterfinal also against South Africa. So these players, they need now to win big games. They need to know to beat great team away, you know, and it's what Antoine Dupont, Ramos, so many players said this before the Six Nations. So, and for this team, this weekend is a final against the Irish team. You know, if we can win in Ireland, we will have after the opportunity to play Scotland at home. But for this, we need to be accurate, we need to be focused, we need to have a great discipline, and we can't miss so many opportunities like we did in Twickenham. You know, I was in Twickenham, it was a game, we shouldn't lose this game, but when you lost so many opportunities, high level, you know, in the last seconds of the game, the English team punish us.